Welcome again to Generational Leadership, and we are talking about the purpose of government and governors, and we're on page 14. We've made it through 5 points on that page, and now we're at point number 6. What we become by the influence of God's Spirit will influence the atmosphere of the environment around us. So this falls in line with being a spiritual letter, something that's being written, like the illustration I said. God says we cannot destroy greed or religion if we ourselves are greedy and religious, and so God has to change us in our character, our nature, our way, our power and authority, where we become generous and non-religious. And as we become that, we become an influence. Our beliefs change, that changes our actions. Our actions then cause our imaginations to be facilitated in a different way, which then causes us to influence different. We'll talk on that in a future lesson. But we become an influence of God's Spirit. And so as leaders, the purpose of government and governors is governors as leaders. We're here governing. We're here helping the government happen, the Holy Spirit manifest in this body. So number 6, what we become by the influence of God's Spirit will influence the atmosphere environment around us. So that also tells me, as a leader, as a senior leader, as a leader among leaders, whatever role you play in leadership, as a small group leader, as someone who is responsible, apt to teach or apt to facilitate, doesn't matter. I am an example for others. I'm helping others. I'm becoming an influence of the Spirit to the degree that I allow Holy Spirit to write on me and change my life. Point number 7, the increasing dominion of God's kingdom will influence the dominion of the enemy. The dominion of the enemy, I believe that dominion is where truth crumbles every lie. The enemy establishes lies as truth. And so the dominion is a lie is accepted as truth. And so it doesn't change because we believe it's true. We act as though it's true. We imagine as though it's true. And so we allow the influence of that lie to be truth in our lives. And so we, as an expression of the body of Christ, whatever church community you lead, you have to become a testimony of the increasing dominion of God. So you become a testimony of truth that crumbles that lie. And so the increasing dominion of God's kingdom will influence the dominion of the enemy. Point number 8, the kingdom of heaven in every system will change every system. The kingdom of heaven will change hearts. And so it's like the parable of the mustard seed. It's tiny, gets sown in the ground, and then it becomes like a tree. It's a plant, but it becomes like a tree. It begins to influence the heavenly atmosphere. It begins to influence, the birds could eat it, but now it's buried. It becomes a place that influences the atmosphere where the birds live. The kingdom of God is like leaven that a woman took. She put it into 3 measures of meal, some God bread. And it became something that influenced that God-purposed bread until it filled the whole loaf. The kingdom of heaven is like that stone, that likeness in the image of Christ that struck the statue of self, the statue of Christ that struck the statue of self, and it destroyed the statue of self by becoming a mountain of the stature of Christ in the earth. So the kingdom of heaven, if you put the kingdom inside something, it'll change what it's inside of. We want to know, what did Jesus say about a lot of things? What did Jesus say about masters and slaves? And what did Jesus say about marriage? And what did Jesus say about what you do and what you don't do? And what did Jesus say about homosexuality? What did Jesus say about these things? Well, Jesus didn't say a lot about a lot of those things. Why? He knew if you put the seed of the kingdom of heaven inside of it, the kingdom of heaven would change it. Now keep in mind that the law was the shadow of the good thing to come. So everything in the law is good. It's just not a good thing to be under. It's good if it becomes a testimony to the shadow of your life. But if you're under the shadow, then you're shadow. You're being bound and controlled by darkness. So our lives should change. I believe in the things that are in the law, but I don't believe that we should be under them. So I believe the internal kingdom is what changes my life to cast a shadow that looks like what was in the law. Point number 9 here, God's government has the power to implement and make God's glory known. God's government has the power to make the glory of God known. So, leaders, pastors, you cannot hear God for any of your people on an individual level. But you can hear God for your people on a corporate purpose level. Where is God wanting to take us? Let's use an example. We'll even use an example that goes beyond the corporate purpose, like example, we're becoming abundant life. Let's say an example of we should be families that love one another. Husbands love wives and wives submit to husbands. Therefore, husbands submit to wives and wives love husbands. Relationships. And so I cannot take the responsibility of telling a husband how he should love his wife, but I accept the responsibility of being a leader that empowers him to know that he must love his wife. So I can't tell him exactly how to do that, but if he's not loving his wife, I have a responsibility to pull him aside and to say, sir, I have a responsibility as a pastor in your life to tell you that the way you're treating your wife is not life-giving, and you need to figure this out. You need to go to God. If someone is not being generous toward God, I may have a responsibility as a leader to sit down with them privately and say, you know, God has blessed you greatly, and how you're handling the riches that God has given you is not righteous. You need to figure this out. And I need to be willing to accept the responsibility to correct, to rebuke, to command. These are all good things as long as my motive is love and sincerity. And I'm not doing it out of wound or hurt, but I'm doing it out of the responsibility of love. Okay, so I can be a governor for the government of God. So the purpose of church government and church governors is to facilitate this expression that God is bringing into the earth that is impacting even the realms of heaven. Ephesians, Paul writes that the manifold wisdom of God is revealing to principalities and powers, things that could not change before in the earth because of spiritual realities in the heavens are being changed in the earth because of the spiritual realities of heaven in the heart of God's people. And so as leaders and pastors, we have a responsibility to be governors of the government, to help facilitate, activate, and release this testimony that is causing the increasing dominion of God's kingdom to influence the dominions of the world. And the kingdom of heaven is that internal reality that changes the external realities of men. And so I believe that as pastors, as leaders, well, we have to embrace this purpose of the internal kingdom of God influencing people and being willing to lead people to become something they weren't before. So I'm not interested in just creating something that is a Christian thing, a Christian community. I'm interested in embracing a Christ-empowered reality, as we've talked earlier, being a spiritual letter, and then accepting responsibility of leadership in that. It's not control, but it can feel like control, just like that device on the engine. The governor that governs the engine feels like a controlling device, but its purpose is not to control the engine, it's to cause the engine to be the most powerful, effective engine that it can be, like the computer system that we have today and modern engines. It's to design to facilitate that engine, even facilitate today's computer systems, facilitate the transmission. They facilitate the whole drivetrain of the car, or the truck, the vehicle, to operate at its maximum, to operate at its optimum, to operate with fuel efficiency, but also fuel power. We have a computer-operated brake system, a computer-operated system that controls the slippage, how the tires grip, and what kind of weather. We have these things now. Does it control the vehicle? Well, it could be seen as a control, but its purpose is not to control. Its purpose is to facilitate, to cause the run that is optimum. And I think the same way with leadership. And so generational leadership, these are things. We're going to stop there on page 14 of the workbook, In our next sessions, we'll go on farther and we'll talk about the mystery of Christ's kingdom on page 15, which is part of this being leaders of good news. And so it's a privilege, it's an honor to be a pastor or a leader in an expression of the new covenant life of God. So I just pray that God will bless you, direct you as leaders to embrace the spiritual letter that God is doing with you individually, to embrace the spiritual letter that God is doing with you corporately, to embrace the responsibility of being governors in the government of God. God, may God give you wisdom. May God give you a testimony of an example for the people. Let this new covenant life thing happen in Jesus' name.